you know, there might be something that you keep listening for that maybe we're not getting to, and that's where the Today's Homeowner Hotline can come in very handy. You can pick up the phone and call 800-946-4420, and if you want to just leave a message that says, hey, could you guys talk about countertops, or could you guys talk about, you know, outdoor living spaces, retaining walls, whatever, you can throw a subject at us, and I guarantee you we'll do our best to get right to it to be able to provide you that information on upcoming shows. But right now, something that we get a lot of emails on, and we always enjoy this every week when Joe can share with us a simple solution.
Okay, Danny, here's a quick and easy way to drive in screw hooks. Now, if you only have to drive in one or two screw hooks, you know, it's not that big a deal. But if you have to drive in any more screw hooks, especially if you have to drive in 8 or 10 or 12 of them, you know, it could take you quite a bit of time. So here's a way to do it. And what you need to do is first always drill a pilot hole before trying to screw this into a piece of wood, because this will go a lot easier. And then what you do is you twist the hook in, you take the screw hook and you twist it in by hand, just a couple of threads, just so it's in the hole a little bit. And here's the simple solution. You get a screw eye, right? Not a screw hook, but a screw eye that's enclosed in a circle, and you chuck it into a drill. I love adding a little power to these jobs when I can. And then you just simply take the screw eye, hook it over the curved part of the hook, and run the drill in forward direction, and it'll just spin it in. You have to pull down a little bit so that the screw eye is hooked onto the hook really securely, and you spin it. You'll see within 2 seconds, it'll spin. I've used even a pretty good size, like quarter-inch diameter screw hooks, drive them right up through into that joist. Use them for hanging tools or wherever you might need it, and do it going into a wall as well. But anyway, so that's the trick, Danny. You take the screw eye, put it in a drill, and use that to drive in the screw hook.
You know, I actually use that that very tip that you shared with me on, you know, how people love to hang ferns or hanging baskets around their porches. And, you know, not only do you have the, you know, you need to put some pretty good size hooks there to carry that heavy weight, you're having to do it over your head. Now, if you had to take, you know, adjustable pliers and around and around and around, you know, it's not going to be as strong as being able to use a drill like you're talking about and going straight in. It works. Work great, and now if I can remember to water the ferns, that will be a successful project. So that does happen.
What I think is my job is to hang the fern. Then the fern's on its own.
That's right.
I did my job.
That's right.
Good luck. Yeah.